Hello, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins. We are podcasting with audio. February, day 15. Thinking a little bit about solving life's mysteries and history. If you could go back in time, what would you solve? Oh my goodness. I don't know. I'm still thinking about this as I'm recording. There's some other ones I'm catching up on as well. Thought I've got to do this first. Got to try and keep it all in order. I'll take it to my fridge soon. That's daft, but I'll do it. Get stereo mic for that. Make it more fun. Anyway, history. What would I? Or mysteries. Resolving mysteries. I think I mentioned one of them earlier. Talking about being a fly on the wall, I would like to resolve the age-old debate about God and the universe and everything. To imagine to have been there when he said, "Let there be light," and there was, and let the waters, recede to make land, or loads of the biblical things. Oh man, that would have scared me something rotten though. But like Noah. Being around for that, seeing that, and then just knowing, yeah, it happened. So shut up, you're wrong if you'd say otherwise, because I'd know, because I'd have been there. I suppose even things like more modern things. I mean, but to have been there when the seas first came or whatever would have been awesome, because I don't know, but if someone said, what comes after life, or loads of those mysteries, and but then there'd be things that, as I said, more modern, more down to earth, perhaps. I don't know. I don't want to be overly contentious here, but in the UK, many of you will know the story and the mystery around the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, and. I understand that the family are quite litigious, so I won't say any more, but it would be amazing to find out what that was all about. And, presuming that they're completely innocent of anything and everything surrounding this mystery, I'm sure they'd want to know as well. So, that would be great if we could at least find out what happened for people. That would be good. Things that you could prevent, so if you were in a position to prevent things because you were in the right place at the right time, perhaps, all kinds of heinous crimes, if you could just step in and say, no, you can't do that because then I'll know and I'll go and tell on you and you'll end up in prison. Would it have prevented it anyway? That kind of thing. Anything fun? I'd love to know. I know why. Like, a lot of times now we talk about sort of how things happen, but we don't always talk about why they happen. I can't think of anything other things I'd like to resolve or have resolved because, but I think part of that is because we live in a world where we're not used to the mysterious anymore. We want to know the answers to everything. I think I'm going to leave it there and go on to do something else, if that's okay. So I will speak to you all soon on the next February on Audio Boom. There's one more. Yeah, there is one more. For fun. I don't know. Well, not for fun, it's doing me head in. But I'd like to find out why it is that Audio Boom has the bug that it seems to have, whereby I, if I listen to something I follow, so I follow something called LBC, and it's a radio station over here, and they put audio up. And I can't stand the fact that there's adverts at the beginning of it, which is a mystery to me, because all it's doing is getting on my nerves, and that surely isn't what they want. Adverts going on for anything up to a minute, But then the content starts, and then the flipping thing goes back to the advert again, and then starts again. But I've looked, and it looks as though it's like still going through 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So something is very buggy, and I would be hoofing Audio Boom out if it was in my car or whatever, and I was a first time person to this. Anyway, that would be a mystery I'd like to resolve. Why it is that they allow these bugs to bear. I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.